Good evening, this is How Much is the Doggy? And this is a podcast for BelowTopSecret.com. Well, tonight I'm going to talk about a couple of threads that I've been keeping track of on Above Top Secret. Things that just caught my attention over the last couple of weeks. And one of the interesting ones was done in Skunk Works, and the name escapes me right now, but it was about Dave Chappelle and the Chappelle Show. Now, I've only heard his name. I'd never actually seen the show up until that point. And when I was hearing that Oprah Winfrey and Ed Al wanted to assassinate him or just get him out of the picture, I was thinking, ooh, this could be an interesting show. I must go and have a look at that show now. So a mate of mine sent me the DVDs from home, and I sat down and I watched them, and to be quite honest with you, I know if there's any black people want to tell me otherwise, I didn't quite see what was offensive. It was, you know, he was equally taking the piss out of everybody, and he's talking about painting the black community in a bad light, yet one of his would-be assassins, that is Bill Cosby, was on, I think it was last year, ripping shreds off the black community and telling them to grow up and to get with the program. And so, I mean, aren't they basically giving the same message out there? So I got to thinking about it, and how humor can be used to get the message out, and how different people react to humor. For instance, I recently took someone to task in the podcast. He knows who he is, and it was a bit silly to be complaining about it, but he made some disparaging remarks about the Irish, and I understood the joke, but it was interesting the fact that I understood the joke and I was slightly offended by it. But the interesting thing was that if that had been an Irish person who had made that joke, I wouldn't have been offended, because we basically are the people who take the piss most out of ourselves than any other country. No one can take the piss out of the Irish like the Irish can or do. So it brings up an interesting point about humor. And in the case of Dave Chappelle, it's a black guy ripping on the black community, among other communities, but mostly the black community. And why was it black people were getting offended by it? If an Irish person ripped on the Irish community, wouldn't be so offended by it. We'd laugh at it. And I thought the same for most other communities. So is it truly the black community that are angry with him? Or is it someone else saying, you know, don't be upsetting the status quo. We want to keep these people separate, we want to keep them enraged and whatnot. And comedy is a very, very powerful tool. I mean, you just got to look at how much success The Daily Show has had recently. Well, getting information out just by making a joke of it, and it slips below a lot of people's radars what's being said. But at the same time, it's registering, and it's quite an interesting way to get the message out. So, comedians and comedy, I always say that how we could do with Bill Hicks right about now. We need someone like Bill Hicks to come out and just to tear shreds out of the whole system and make us laugh about it and stop us being so, you know, serious about the situation. So that's basically what I wanted to talk about tonight, and I want to hear your view on this. Basically, comedy and comedians, what do you find funny? What do you find offensive? So I suppose I'll start saying, you know, I find, of course, I was talking about The Daily Show. I love The Daily Show. I love Ali G. I think Bill Hicks is a genius. Stand-up comedians, love Billy Connolly. Anybody who can get up and talk and just make you laugh by talking about the most normal things. Recently, TV shows that I've enjoyed would have been The Office. Both the American and the English versions are very, very good, and Extras. So Ricky Gervais is becoming a big influence on the way I think. But what do I find offensive? Now, I've really, really like crude humor. I must say, I grew up watching a TV show called Bottom. I'm not sure if you have it in America, but it's Bottom, the Young Ones. Anyone who's listening from the UK will know what I'm talking about. And any of the comics like Viz or Oink, all these comics that were just truly gross and so offensive, but yet so funny. And I don't think there's been any movie that there has been one, and I'll let it up as a podcast challenge to see if you can actually guess which movie it was that offended me so much and that I was so disgusted with it, and it wasn't in the slightest bit funny. And it was, how many years ago? Good, maybe within the last 10 years. It was a comedian who was very, very crude normally, who was he was sick for a while, and sick in the physical sense, not the and in the mental sense as well, I suppose. And the movie was absolutely, now the critics tore it to shreds because it was absolute rubbish. And he had let's see, he was had a famous girlfriend, and let's see if you can guess the movie from that. Now, it's a very, very, I'll give more clues if that's not enough, but basically the scene that I turned off was when he decided that he was going to deliver a baby. And that's all the clues you're going to get for that one. So come on, and let's have a chat about comedy and comedians and offensive nature. Offensive. Good night.